need to wave them. That only she is Rasha the Master who shows the Ketrei Vehi. So Rasha and he, the mother, is doing an Aveira. V'yein boner to wave them, but the sons have no din to wave them, the daughter is Mutter the Gemara to a Kain. Another question was, that Shnei Mitzorayim, what's going to be if two people that were Mitzorayim? Shenis Arav Ukrab and the same Zeb Zeb. The Kabbalahs got mixed up together. A Mitzorayim has to be three Kabbalahs, a Chattis, an Oshim, and a Korbanelo. And both of them set aside the Kabbalahs, they got mixed up. The Kor of Kabbalahs, remember, the Kain grew up one set of Kabbalahs. And then Umay Sechemem, then one of these two Mitzorayim died. So Shalim is of the Mitzorayim that's alive now, Hashem Yimatei Love, what can we do for this Mitzorah that's alive? Of course, the Suffolk now, maybe the carbon that was brought was his friend's carbon. And then, and the one that's alive, and, so then it'll be good. If the, then the carbon is alive right now, are his carbonists, so they could bring it. But our Suffolk is, don't know, maybe, you have to be afraid, maybe the carbon here, you have to be afraid, no, maybe these carbonists that are alive right now are his friend's carbonists. And therefore, his friend was mace, so carbon can't be brought. So therefore, it's a suffix, what can we do with this Mitzvah? A Mitzvah can't eat kachem until he brings his carbonists. So now he can't bring this carbon in our suffix, because maybe this carbon is his friend's carbon. And if his friend died, a chata shemace, so can't be brought. So what do we do here? So Amalem, he said back, Kaisim Nechos Lachem, let him write off as Nechos to somebody else. They have yet, it became an Oni. Or maybe Chat the Sof, you can bring a Chat the Sof, a Bola Sofik. I be Goshem, Hashem, 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 Hashem. All right, yeah, we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day. She, that was Anita, and Midiraisa, she's told me for 7 days, and she made a Bedikia the seventh day in the morning. Or Matzah Torah. She found out that she was Torah. So that's enough. And now tonight, at night time, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. Or Ben Hashmoshes Lo Yefrisha. But it came by evening, like after Shkir time, she did not make another bedika. She did not check herself again. And then this time she went to the mikvah that night. Or Liyacha Yomim, then a few days later, Botka, she checked herself again. Or Matzah Tameh, she found herself to be Tameh. So Locha the Mishnah says is Harei Becheskas Torah. So Lamaisa she's Becheskas to be Torah, and we say if you touched any trumas in between, it all remains Torah. That since on the seventh day she made a bedika and she was Torah, so we say she's Becheskas to stay Torah until she finds herself to be Tamei. So therefore now that 3 days later she made a bedika and found herself to be Tamei, she's Tamei then. But from the seventh night, the time she went to the mikvah, until now, we say she's still Torah, and therefore any Torah that she taught remains Torah. What's going to be the old Botka Atzmai B'yom Shvi Shachris, or Motzah Tameya? Let's say the seventh day in the morning she made a Bedika, and she found she was still Tamei. Or Ben Hashmoshes Lo Yefrisha. And by evening, before Shkia, by Shkia time, Ben Hashmoshes, she did not make another Bedika. And Mashma, anyway, she went to the mikvah that night. It was the seventh night, and she felt that she's Torah. She went to the mikvah. What happened was, Liyachas Man, a few days later, Botka, she makes another bedika later, Umatzah Torah, a few days later, she finds out that she's Torah. So what's the halacha now? Is Areizu Becheskas Temeya, that really the mikvah she went to, we say, is no good, and she's other, she's Becheskas still to be Temeya. Yeah, period. No, since on the seventh day when she made a bedika, she was still Tommy then, and now 5 days later she makes a bedika, she sees she's Tommy again. So we sell on the chazaka, the mustam every day she saw dam. So therefore, she either mikvah. Right. When she made a bedika, right, lachas man, right, botka, motzta, she found herself to be Torah right now, right. Still the mishnah says, a raise of the cheskas tumeya. Still we say she's the tumeya up until now. Why? Because since on the seventh day when she made a bedika, she was Tamei then. So we know she was a nida, and we don't know that the dam stopped. So therefore we say the dam's time keeps on coming out until she made a bedika that she found herself to be Torah. So therefore the mikvah she went to the seventh by night, and that's no good, that mikvah. And she's tefillah. And therefore she's still Tameya until now. Now that she made a bedika, she's Torah. So tonight, that night, she can go to the mikvah. Umetama mieis leis. This is like a new halacha now, that when she does find herself to be tamei, whenever she finds herself to be tamei, she is tamei mieis leis, like the first din of the Mishnah. And with Rabbanim, though, we said that Dan was there, mieis leis. So Rashi said, this goes back to the Reisha Koi. Titania says in the Reisha, she makes the Badika later, and she finds herself to be tamei, so she's tamei from then and not from before. But our Kopon, mieis leis, she is tamei. Like the last 24 hours, she's tamei. Or else, Kidlapkida. If she made a bedika within the last 24 hours, so she only told me back from that last bedika. Now, what's going to be the Mieshla vessel? Let's say she has a vest kavua. So, in the Lochri is Daishosa, we had before Daishosa. Then, when she sees Dam and she's telling me now, she's only telling me from now on, and not from before, not Mies Leis from before. Now, Rabbi Yudi says, Kol Shloi Hefrisha Betairo, Melamincho Lamalo, Harezu Vecheskas Tumeya. He holds on the seventh day, the Nidra, seventh day, it's not enough she made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. Even though in the morning she came out, in the race, she came out, she was Torah. But if she did not make another bedika, Bein HaShmosh, right before the end of the seventh day, so he holds, but she's still the Cheskas to see, and we say she's still in the afternoon, and therefore she's still the Cheskas to Meya. Until she makes a bedika now, she finds she's Torah after the seventh day. Because all 7 days of a Nidra, he holds she's the Cheskas to see. The Chum and the Chum say, "Afilu b'shnayim l'nidosa." Even on the second day that she was in Nida, as she saw today, the first she came in Nida today. That even tomorrow, the second day of being in Nida, but because she makes the bedik on the second day, or motza teru, she finds out that she stopped seeing. She's teru. Uben hashmosh is loy afrisha, and she did not make another bedikah ben hashmosh on the seventh day. And she went to the mikvah on the seventh day, the night of the seventh day. Uliyachas man bot kumatzu tmeya. Then later on, 10 days later, she makes the bdikah, she finds out she's tmeya. As a raised of the cheskas Torah, that's what the Chum hold. That whenever she makes a bdikah, even the second day, and she's Torah, so that's it. That we say the dam stopped, and she's called the cheskas Torah, and she remains this way until she sees again. So even though she first made a bedika 10 days later after the 7 days of Nidus, and she found that she was Tameya then, that's it. We only say she's Tameya from then, or maybe Meis Leis from that time, but not from before. Before the Chum say there is a Cheskas Taira even on the second day. And the Gemara talking about what about the first day? Now the Gemara says it may look like this: Rav Omar Zova Vaday. Rav says she's considered a Vaday Zova. The Levi Yomer no Zova Sof. She's only a Sofik Zova. Someone says, hi, let's see, in which case are we talking about? What are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, going back to the ratio of our Mishnah, Harezu Becheskas Torah Katani, the Mishnah says in the ratio, where she made a Bedika seventh day in the morning, and she was Torah, so those Chacham hold, she's Becheskas to be Torah, and later she's Becheskas Torah. So what do you mean to say she's a Zovah or a Sophic Zovah? The Mishnah says she's Becheskas to be Torah then. Ella must be going on safer. Where she did not make a bedika in the morning, or she made a bedika, which made a bedika on the seventh day in the morning, and she was tameya, and then she did not make another bedika till later on, and later she found herself to be Torah. So the Mishnah says that she's becheskas tameya all this time. So on the sefer, so that's the machlokes that Rav says is kamachi is a vaday zova, because after the 7 days of nidus. And then starts the 11 days, that if she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava. So since she didn't make a bedika, on the seventh day she made a bedika, she was Tameya. So we say she's still Becheska to see every day Dam. And she first made a bedika 4 days later, so we said these last 3 days she saw every day, and therefore Rav holds she's a Vade Zava. And Shmuel's, or Levi says, no, it's only a Sofik whether she saw or not. So this must as Bishleim a Sofik Zava Rinim. Very good. We have a Sofik. Maybe she saw these last 3 days. Maybe yes, maybe no. Ela Zava Vadai. Baruch Kashan Rav. How could Rav say she's a Vadai Zava? Vadai Nami Harei Bodko Motza Torah. Listen, right now, whatever it is, the 4 days later, she made a Dikashvat, she was Torah. So since she's Torah now, there's a good Sofik to say maybe she stopped seeing before also. So you can't say for sure she saw down the last 3 days. It's only a doubtful. So Shan Rav. Ela Gemara says in Chumami, Ki Yitma de Rav Levi Shemaita Biyap Benafshi. One day we learn Rav Levi's Alocha by itself. It was not like this. Nida Shabot Ko Atzmo B'Yom HaShri Shachris. or neither that made a bedika the seventh day when she was needed in the morning, or motza tameya, seventh day in the morning she came out, she was tameya, or ben ashmoshes loya frisha, ben ashmoshes she did not make a bedika loya for a frisha, or liyacha yom a few days later botka motza tameya, she found herself to be tameya. That's the case. So Rav Omar Zava Vade, Rav says in this case she's a Vade Zava. Since the seventh day in the morning she was Temeya. And now 4 days later again she's Temeya. So Rav says that's like a Vade, she sees every day now, it didn't stop the flow, and so she's a Zava Vade. The last 3 days were 3 days of Yud Alf Yomim, she becomes a Zava Vade. For Levi, and Levi says no, Zava Sofik, she's only a Zava Mina Sofik. Because the truth she saw the seventh, the truth she saw today, but maybe in between she did not see, it's only a doubtful, therefore it's a suffix Zava. Rav Omer Zava Vadra, so the source is a Vade Zava, that Kivim de Mikora Nim says to me, since on the seventh day she found it to be Tomei. For Yachshav now, on the way to the 13th day, 14th day, Nim says to me again, to me a Vada, we say for sure she saw every day in between also. That's Rav Svara. Levi Yomer no suffix Zava, it's only a doubtful. Why aim a post, b'nei b'nei? Who says she saw every day? Maybe she stopped in between. True, the last padika and this padika she's Temeya, but maybe before she stopped, we don't know. That's the machlokes Rav and Levi. Right, to the chain toy, to chain toy Levi must say, so Levi was not in a brayso, that achar hayomim, the days later, bein botko motza teira, bein botko motza Temeya, harayso suffix Zava. So it's a Levi as a brayso also like this. But again, on the seventh day she made a bedika, she was Temeya. And then 4 days later she made another bedika, so it doesn't make a nafkamina. Whether then she was Terah, whether then she was Temeya, according to Levi, she's called the suffix Zava. We have a doubt, maybe these last 3 days she saw every day, so maybe she's still a Zava. Now it says in the Mishnah, Metamim Yes Leis, that this going after Mor says, Leimo is back to the Reisha. So when she does see, we say she's Tamim Yes Leis. In the Reisha was what? She made a bedika on the seventh day in the morning if she was Terah. Then she makes a bedika 5 days later, and she's Tamei. So we say that in between she has the cheskas to be Tyra, true, but just now that she saw on the fifth day, she's Tamei 24 hours before. Meisleis. So Mar says, so, Leimotei, but you have to the Rav, let's say our Mishnah is a Kash and Rav. The Yom HaRav, this Rav holds and says, Leimar, Shein Yishom Tamei Meis Lies, Patochi Meis Yivosa. Like in this case, let's say now, in the 7 days of Nidus, after that she made a bedika and she was Torah. And now she makes a bedika during the day that she should become a Zava, during these 11 days, and she found Temeya. So Rav says that since during these 11 days, she is considered to be Mesulekas Domin, usually they do not see Dam. So even if they do see Dam, we do not have the Chumra of Meis Leis. And our mission now is saying, not like that. Here we're talking about she saw during these 11 days, and we do say she's telling Meis Leis. So Mar says, Enechanami, but V'lav V'Svinu L'Rav Echad Zimna, we already asked the question on anyway once before. So he says, Ochi Kami, this is what I meant to say. Leima, let's say, if you have Tzuf to the Rav, and I'm Leho, for now, Mishnah should also be a Kash, and Echanami is a bit two Kashas on Rav. So Mar says, no, Omelach Rav, Rav answers back and says, Ki Ketonim Yais L'Yais, you know what the Mishnah means to say when it says she's telling Yais L'Yais, maybe it means, Aresh Pirkin Kres, going back to the beginning of the Masechta. The beginning of this parak, I mean, Arosa, where the girl saw Dam for Yodva Vesavish, she's still an Ara. And there, Sarko Datim, I would have thought to say in that case, that Kivan the Paskilu Yomim Terim, that since over there when the Shat Chasna, so look, where is the first night she's allowed to live with her husband as much as she wants, even though she sees Dam then, we say it was Dam Besulim. So I would have thought to say that since she had a break now, that the Dam she sees is Dam Tor. Maybe after that, when she starts to see that she's Temeya, maybe we should consider her Ketchilas Nidos Adamya. It's like the first time she's having a period that we learned before she does not have the Tumah Meis Leis, the Lord Tumah Meis Leis. Is Kamashmila not like that? That since Lamaisa, this girl did have a period before. It's just now that she got married, the Chum say, for the first night she can live together as much as she wants. Because we say that Dam is Dam Basulim, that's all. But after the first night, maybe if she sees Dam again, we say it's Dam Nida, and then Echlami, and that would apply the Lecha of Mies Lies. Then the Mishnah says, in Yesh Levesa, she has a vest, so then she doesn't have the Tumas Mies Lies. So Moshe says again, name of soul, let's say to have a few to the Rav Huna, Ba'achiyah. This should be Kasha on Rav Huna Ba'achiyah. Or Mashmul, name of Shmuel, that Yom Rav Huna Ba'achiyah. Or Mashmul, name of Shmuel, Loimar, he says, Sheni Shekavas Leveses Pimesi Vosom, that Yomim, during the Yud Aleph Yomim, between Nidus and Nidus, she can't have a Veskavua. And here we say now she saw during these 11 days, and the Mishnah says that she had a vest kavua, there is no din of Meis Leis. So you see, you could have a kavis or a vest kavua during Yimei Zivosa. So Mora says, O Malach Rav Huna, Rav Huna answer back and say no. O Malach Rav Huna Bachia, that Ki Yamrina, when do I say, Ein Isha Kavas Leveses Yimei Zivosa, Nisha is not Kaveya Vest Yimei Zivosa, to Leiboit Lesa Yomi Lemeker. Only mean to say she is kaveya ves kavua. It's not a real ves kavua that you would not have to have three times to the oikra to take it away. The Amrinu we say to a man musulokin that during these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So therefore the chivon the demer musulokin, since she doesn't see that much, therefore the swa would be dayishosa. So a kaveya's ves even one time or maybe even three times. It's called something, Adarabba. It's not that strong of a vest to say that if she skips one time, she can't be accurate. No, if she skips one time, she could be accurate. But before she's accurate, though, the swear is that she doesn't see so much dam during these 11 days. So therefore, if she does have a vest during those 11 days, Adarabba will be makel to say that she will not have the tumma meis leis. Because both swears are the same thing. That the reason why she's not kaveya a real vest kavua now is because these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So that's all the more swear to say that if she does see then, she should not have the tumma of meis leis. So if there's no stira to dinim, it's not a real vest kavua, but it's enough to say there's no tumma of meis leis. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Abiyudu I know, that Abiyudu was the one that was machmir to say that if she doesn't make a hefsik tara right before Ben Hashmashos, so she's becheskes tameya. Tanya would learn like this. Omru loyal to Rabbi Yehuda. They said back to Rabbi Yehuda, listen. Ilmol le yodeo munachas b'yeneho. Kol Ben Hashmashos like a mushroom. If she would have a hand by her eyes, the whole Ben Hashmashos, meaning she would be making a bedika, so whole, whatever is 45 minutes of Ben Hashmashos, your far time is good that you say that unless she has a bedika that whole time, we have to be afraid maybe she sees down. So it's good what you're saying. But achshiv, now you all you say is she has to make just one bedika during the Ben HaShemosh right before the end of the seventh day. So what does it help that one bedika? Emma, why don't I say, in Siluk Yodeh Rosa, maybe she saw down, in Siluk Yodeh, that's when she saw down, so what does it help you? But right after she made a bedika, then she saw dam. So maliso malo yefrisha b'tayro b'zayim min amincho lamalo. What's different is she made a bedika on the seventh day min amincho lamalo, or malo yefrisha b'tayro b'rishon. What's different? She made a bedika on the first day. But anyway, even if she makes a bedika at the end of the seventh day ben hashmoshes, but if she doesn't have the bedika there the whole ben hashmoshes, you have to be afraid whenever she takes it out. Maybe the next minute she'll see dam. So what do you have to say? No. As long as she made a bedika and we see that she stops seeing dam, that's enough. She's the chetkes not to see dam. So who adin on the first day also? If she makes a bedika on the first day and she stops seeing dam, that should also be she's the chetkes tyro. So now the Gemara says, Barishon yikul aman di yomar. Does anybody say that Anida, she saw today in the morning dam? And then in the afternoon she stops seeing, she makes the bedika in the afternoon. Does anybody say that bedika is enough to say she's becheskes tyra? Like in our Mishnah, Chom only said bishniya, on the second day she can make a bedika. But who would ever think in Selek on the first day? So more saying, yes, there is a swirl like that. So your tiny word like this. Omer Rabbi said, Sha'alti yes Rabbi Yosi, I yes Rabbi Yosi, for Rabbi Shimon, Kishor Yomachu Nerev, they're both going on the road. That neither Shabbat Kratzma, Yom Zayin Shachar, neither made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. Umotzu Torah, she found out that she was Torah. Ubein Hashmoshes, Lo Yafrish, she did not make a bedika again, Bein Hashmoshes. Uli Yachar HaYomim, and a few days later, Botkish, she makes another bedika, Umotzu Torah, she found out that she's Tamei Yama, West Alocha. Omrulay said back to him, Harezu b'cheskes taira? Like it says in our Mishnah, let the Chum say, as long as she made a bedikah and she came out to be tor, we say she stops seeing down, and she's b'cheskes not to see, until she sees again. What's going to be shishi, chamishi, revi, shlishi, sheni? What's going to be if she made a bedikah on the second day of her nidus, or the third, fourth, and that's it, she didn't make another bedikah later, mai? Omrulay said back to him, lo shino. There's no difference, that's the same thing. Once she makes a bdik and she doesn't see tor, she's now becheska that she stops seeing them, she's becheska to be tor. The reason though he says, Leshad, they're not asking, won't be the locho, if the first day of the needs is she makes a bdik and she stops seeing. But he said back, Yishnobatisa, I made a mistake, Shaleshati, that I did not ask the question. Because, like this, Otto Kulu lav becheskas to Mekai Meletzi. When Misha sees Dam Midiraisa, she's tummy for the next 7 days. Whether she sees or not, she's tummy Midiraisa. See, even if she made a bdikah on the second, or third, or fourth day, but Lamaisa Midiraisa, she's still tummy till the end of the seventh day, till she goes to the mikvah. But what do we say? The Chivon, the Posek, but since she made a bdikah and she stopped seeing Dam, that's enough. She could be the Cheskas Taira, and that she has the right to go to the mikvah after the 7 days by night. If so, the same story should apply. Rishonam, the same thing should be by the first day also. That Kivon the Posek. The Maisa, even the first day when she saw Dam in the morning, she became an Ido. So true, she's Tomei now for the next 7 days, but so what? If she makes a Bdikah in the afternoon and she comes out that she's Tor, we should say she should remain to be the Cheskas Taira. He said, Umikoro, Maisa, at the beginning, how come you didn't ask this question? At the beginning, he held to say the svar should have been maybe hoyu v'huchsak mayim pesuach, that since today the first day that she saw, so huchsak that a mayim like a well is opened, meaning today she saw dam. So that must for sure we say that whole day she's becheska to see dam. That's why halachas there, even though she makes a bdika the first day, that would not help, because she's still becheska to see that day. But the second day helps already. If she didn't see dam on the second day, she makes the bdika, then we consider it to be the Cheskas Taira, that she could go to the mikveh after the 7 days, and when she sees dam later on, she's only tummy from then on and not from before. Now the Mishnah says, Hazav v'Hazova. They both saw three times, so they need now Zayin Nikim. They have to wait 7 clean days. Shebot Ku'atzman v'Yerishim. The first day of the Zayin Nikim, they made a bdika. Ulmotza Torah, they came out that they were Torah. Rashi always says the case here is talking about Shaposku, that they did make a Hefsek Taira, meaning before they start counting the first day even, the evening before, like that Ben Hashmosh, they made one Bedika, as if to say they're stopping seeing now, and then the next day is called the first day of the Zayin Nikim. So what happened was they made a Bedika on the first day, Umotzah Tor. Over Yom HaShvi, then on the seventh day, also Umotzah Tor. But the Shah Yom Shem B'tayim Le'Botku, days in between, they did not make a Bedika. What's the halacha? We have Lezer Oyma Harehein Becheskas Taira. Yes, the two called Becheskas Taira, it's enough. Since the beginning of the end, she made a Bedika, so we have right the same between also she did not see. And therefore, she's Becheskas Taira. Halacha Lamais is also like this. The Molda Isha now only makes a Bedika the first to the seventh day, also she's Torah. We have Yeshua Meshua says, Ein Lem Eliyem Rishon, Viyem Shri Bavad. Yeshua says, no, it's only the first and the seventh day, that's all. Bavad. Rabbi Kiva Roima, Ein Lem Eliyem Zayim Lor. Kiva says, no, since they didn't make a bdikah in between, so we'll say that maybe she saw in between. If she saw Dam again, she has to start over again. So only the seventh day that the bdikah she makes on the seventh day, that's the only bdikah that helps. So according to Rabbi Kiva's good, she has to start over again. But according to Yeshua is the Chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua holds that she only has 2 days of Nikiyim, and she has to count another 5 days. So look what the kashrut is, what do you mean she has 2 days though? Moshech, if you have a suffix, maybe she's in between, should not be good. So we'll see in the Gemara what Shana Bishu is. According to him, by says it's only Midirabon, and the body Midiraisi also agrees that since she made a Bedika the first and the seventh, we say Midiraisi she did not see in between. So only Yechumi Midirabon to be Machmir, that we do not count those middle days for the Zayin Nikiyim. Therefore we only count the first two, and she has to count another 5 days. Another more says, Tanya learned like this, Omalo Rebbe Lezlo Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer said back to Rebbe Yeshua, Lidvorecho Atomoyne B'Sirugim. According to you, how could you say she has the first and seventh day? like you're counting, skipping in between, like partially means she's still in between, and you're counting only the first and seventh. That can't be. Via Torah, where the Torah says, Achatitor, which we dash in Acharachalakulun, which we dash after every one of them means, Shaloi Taitumam Aftekas Benayim. The seven clean days, Zainiki means that she's clean for seven straight days, that she can't see down in between. If she sees once in between, it stops, you have to start counting over again. So according to you, that you're afraid maybe she saw her in between the first and the seventh, so you have to start over again, you can't have the first day then. Omer Bishu Bishua says back, V'yatanyu, V'yatamud, don't you agree that Bizav Shirua Keri, that a Bizav, even when it's counting the Zayin Akim, if he sees Shechva Zera Keri, or also the Nazir, Shehilach, he was walking, the Sichchai Supreis, these are type of tumas we had before, Sophic tumas Midrabanin. The locher is of a nozer counts 30 days, but he has to remain tor. If he becomes tummy, in between he starts counting over again. But still the locher is, Shemoyne b'seirugim, that they're counting, they continue counting, just that one day they don't include in the counting. So how could that be? They're counting, skipping days. Either Torah, the Torah says, V'ayom ha-rishonim yiplu, that if a nozer becomes tummy, the first day there's a counting, they have to start over again, he can't include those days. So how could you say here, he became in contact with the Tumah, with the Rabbon, the Sofet Tumah. We just skipped that one day. You're going against what the Torah says. So Marin says no. For Reb Lezer holds like this. Bishlei mahosom l'tumah bo'om rachmono she'en esasera sali yoyma. That boy shichva zera, the Pesuk says gzeras akosif, that if the Zav sees shichva zera, he's only tummy that one day and not more. That's all. The Torah says that. And therefore, it's only that you can't include that day in the Zayin Akim. But it does not say so, you do not have to start over again. Many people make mistakes. Then we say, no, Zab Bakari Lamechu, people will not make a mistake, Zab and Bakari. It looks differently, it feels differently, they won't make mistakes. Everybody knows that the din of a Zayin Akim is if you see Zab, that's Saisa. But if you only see Keri, that's not Saisa. Same thing, Nozir Shilach Agabi Sichos Aproyis. A Nozir that went over these type of roofs, Sichos, that's like a tree that has branches over Suffolk, maybe there's a mace there. Aproyis, that's like a fence that has a thing sticking out, same thing with Fred, maybe mace underneath it. Nami, Midi Yerais Oil Mial Yabini. Midi Yerais, the only time if there's a real good oil over you and the mace. But here it is not called a good oil, it's not a good tent. For Rabbanan knew the gods, Rabbanan made exer over these type of tents, over a leaf, or over a projection from the wall. And therefore, the Rabbanan made the right for mech, the people won't make mistakes. So therefore, since it's only made the Rabbanan, it's enough to say, just that one day doesn't count. But you don't have to start counting over again. Abul Hocha, but here, the question on Yeshua is like this, Abul Hocha, Monashach, what happened here? She made the Bedikah the first day and the seventh day. And you say you could only count the first and seventh, and you have to count another 5 days. So why can't you count the middle days? If you're afraid that maybe she saw dam in between, then like there's no difference. Once you're afraid she saw dam, if she did see dam, so then she has to start counting over again. So how could you include the first day and say she only needs 5 more days? That's the steer of Monashach. If you're afraid that she saw dam in between, then the first day should not count. And if you're not afraid she saw, so then the first day, so then you have all 7 days of Kim then. So we said the Pshat in Rabbi Shua is though still the yolds, that every time it's only Midrabbanan. So Midrabbanan though, we do not include the middle days. Havadi Midirais to Shistaka Torah, that's why it's not called counting Bisirugim, because Midrabbanan will machme to let it count another 5 days. That was the Tony, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Amri, that Niren Divri Rabbi Eliezer Midivri Rabbi Shua. It makes more sense for Rabbi Lezer's words than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer was the one that said in the Mishnah that Harehem Becheskes Taira, that since she checked the first and the seventh, that's enough. And we say in between she did not see, that should make more sense than Rabbi Yeshua, than Rabbi Lezer. Then Rabbi Yeshua that says no, you only count the first and seventh. But he says, but Divri Rabbi Kiva, Divri Kulam. He likes the words of Rabbi Kiva better than everybody. It says no, that you have to start counting over again. You only have the seventh day, that's all, because maybe there is a suffix that she did see in between. And therefore, the first day you can't count, only the seventh day is the first, you have to count another six. That would make more sense. Avuli said, but you know, the Loch is Kirebi Eliezer. The Loch is like Rebbe Eliezer says, the Medi B'dika, the first day and the seventh day, that's enough. That's Bechazkut to say she did not see in between, and therefore that's Siddur Zaynikim. That's the Loch of Anisha now. They all have Dinim of Zava. The one they come Torah, they have to make a B'dika at least the first day and on the seventh day. Now, Iboilihu, Hazah V'Hazava. Shebot ka'atzma yom rishon v'yom shmini. What's going to be? She only made a bdika on the first day, and not even on the seventh, but on the eighth day she made a bdika. U'motzo Torah, she came out to be Torah on both of these days, but for shara yom lebotku, the other days in between, she did not make a bdika. So here's a shalom now. Yes, that was our Samach test here, that Rebbe Lezer now, what's going to be according to Rebbe Lezer? Again, l'chitchila v'adin each year when she's counting Zaynikim, she's supposed to make a bdika every day. Even twice a day. But here Rebbe Lezer holds b'diyeved, if she only made a b'dika the first and seventh, that's enough. Now here she only made a b'dika the first day and the eighth day. But the eighth day is after the Zaynikim. So it comes out during the 7 days of the Zaynikim, she only made a b'dika at the beginning, not at the end. So that's the Shaila Mao. Tchilosan b'seifim binim, do we need a b'dika on the first and the seventh day? For Ochan here in this case, Chilosanika Seifel Lekram, she only made a b'dika at the beginning, not at the end, so it would not be good. She doesn't have Zaynikin. She has to start counting over again. Or Duma maybe no. Chilosan is enough. Alpha P. Shane Seif, even though you don't have a b'dika on the seventh day, as long as on the first day she has a b'dika, maybe with Yeva that's enough. And after 7 days she could go to the mikvah. Some Rav, Rav says, yes, that's the loch, that's enough. It's the same thing that chilos not for pishein sef is enough to have the beginning, even though you don't have the end. That's enough. Chilos not for pishein sef is enough. For Rabbi Chanina Ramano, chilos and the sef have been healed. Not even according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have the week at least on the first and the seventh day. And therefore, in this case over here, chilos and ikur, you have a week the first day, but sef and lekka, therefore won't be a good zaynikim. Just start counting over again. Mesri, I have a question. It says, what's going to be? Vishovin, they both agree. Vizav u Vizova. Shebot Guatzvam Yerushan. They made a b'dika the first day of Yom Shmini on the seventh day, on the eighth day. Omotzator, Sheilim and the Shmini Bavad. They have to start counting over again. If you only have the eighth day. So who is Tizariah to Reb Chanina? Even according to Reb Lezer, if you skip the seventh, it's no good. So, manch, what does it mean, shavrimi, they both agree? Lav Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. So it says the kasha on Rav, it's a right from Chanina, that even according to Reb Lezer, that if you skip the seventh day, it's no good. So most of the law, it could be no. He'll learn, it means Reb Yeshua, Reb Kiva both agree. Then according to Reb Lezer, could be the first day is enough, even without the seventh day. Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Nida Shefrisha B'tayra, Bishlishi Shalom, is Seferis Laminion Shiva. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of this tape, and then on the other side, we'll continue on with that Samach Tes. Holding Daf Ayin Amun Aleph, in the middle of the three questions of Dibri Chokhma that they ask. So the next Shalom was on top again, that Shinei Mitzarayim, what's going to be if you have two people that are Mitzarayim? And then it became Torah, so they have to bring Karbonis. And there are three Karbonis that he brought, the Karbon Eulah, Karbon Shlomim, and the Karbon Chattis. Shenesah were Karbon Eseim. So all six animals got mixed up. Zeh bezeh. What happened was, so far, the Korah of Karbonis Shalachim him. Okanim brought a set of three Karbonis, one of them they brought. And so one of the two was Yotzah. Now both would still be alive, the Yetzer is the Kohen should bring the next three. And in Mike Takatanai, whoever is the owner, the korban is for his owner. What happened where it was, Umeis Echemihem, the second Mitzorah died. So, the question is, Hasheni, like the second Mitzorah, the one that's alive right now, Matei Allah, what can we do for him? Allah of the Mitzorah is, unless he brings his korbanis, he can't eat kachem anymore, even though he goes to the mikvah. Now, this Mitzorah that's alive, we can't really bring his korbanis, because we have to be afraid, it's a suffix. Maybe his kabonis were brought already, and these kabonis alive is from the one that died, and the locher is a chatish imesa balez lemisa. So he can't bring the kabonis. But me the Gisa, he's not for sure Yotzeb. It could be the Kabbonis that were brought were the other ones, was the one that died, it was his Kabbonis. And the Kabbonis that are alive right now belong to this person that's alive. So he doesn't have Kabbonis brought for him, so what should we do for this person? That was the question. So Amalehem, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinan answered back and said, Amalehem, Kaisav Nechosel Nacherim. The answer is like this: let him write away all his properties to somebody else. And therefore that'll be Ani, and now this Mitzor will become an Ani. And Halacha is, or maybe Chatesayf. Halacha is, if a Mitzor is poor, and then for his Korban Chates he could bring a bird. Halacha is like this: a Mitzor has to bring a Chates and an Oilo. Now those two, if you're poor, you could bring Ophis. But he also has to bring a Korban Oshem. An Oshem has to be a Behemoth. But so far the question was that the chatis cannot be brought min asofik. So a chatis beima, either yevadim choyiv or you can't bring the schulim lazara. So therefore the eitzer is, let this mitzor now become a poor person. And now that he's poor, now his chatis he can bring this for a knife. And the halacha is, habo al asofik, that a chatis slave, that's halacha, could be brought even though it's a asofik. Even though you only have a doubt if you're mechuyiv, but a knife could be brought min asofik. Therefore, this Mitzorin I could bring is Chatis Soif Min Asofik. If he's Mechuyiv, it's a Chatis, if it's not, it's Tam. So that's how we can be Yotis Kabonis. So he brings a Chatis and a Noshim this way. The question is, though, I have weak Oshim, that the Korban Oshim that he has to bring, that cannot be brought for knife. That even though you're poor, you have to bring a Behema. And the Avamina is, an Oshim can't be brought on a Tanai. Either you have Adam Mechuyiv, you can't bring it. So again, this mitzvah can't have a korban oshem brought for him. So Mora says, "Amar Shmuel, Shmuel answered, the case of the year is kishakor b'ashamay." The time now he already brought his oshem, like before the other mitzvah died, both hashamas were brought already. So if it's not a problem of bringing an oshem, it's only a problem of bringing the chatas and a neila. So the question was, the korban chatas can't be brought on a sofik. So the answer is, let him become an oni, and then he can bring the korban oila, a korban oif for chatas. Amr Rashayt Rashayshi said, the Chura, Garva Rabbi Kishmuel Leimiki, I mean, is it true that Shmuel, such a great person, would give such an answer like this? Like, is this the right answer? The Chura command, who does Shmuel go like? Ik Rabbi Yudit, if you go according to Rabbi Yehudi Shitom, the Yom heals like this, Oshem Kava. Like we said, a Mitzvah has to bring three Kabonis, an Oshem, a Chatas, and a Leila. Now, it's a question, at which one of these three Kabonis do we make his status like if he's an usher or an ani? So if you deshitter is, the way he is, b'shas, he brings his korban usherim, that's what's kaveyir, his other kabonis. If he's an usher at that time, so the chatas has to bring a behema. So if you tell me here that he already brought his usherim, he was an usher at that time. So how could Shmuel say, let him become an ani now, still his chatas has to be an usher? Because if Yehuda holds, usherim kavah. And therefore, v'chivon dekobol usherim b'yashiris, since you're telling me the case is Shmuel said that he already brought us Korban Oshem, he was rich at that time, Le'motzi Maisei Chatis Bedalis, then he can't bring any more his Chatis Bataras in life, because it goes how you were, Mishasi brought you Oshem. The Tanan, we learn like this, Mitzorah Shebi Korban Oni, or Mitzorah that was first brought a Korban Oni. The Asher, then he became rich, or the opposite, well, a Yosher, first he brought one Korban as an Oshem, as rich, and then one, then he became poor. So Halacha is Akul Holachacha Chatis. Tibur Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it depends how he is. B'shas he brought his korban chatis. If he was poor then, so then he could bring it a knife, and who had in the oil also could be brought for a knife. Tibur Rabbi Shimon. Everything goes both how he is. B'shas he brought the chatis. If he was rich then, so the oil also has to be a behemoth. If he was poor then, he could bring the oil for a knife also. For Rabbi Yudai Menoh Akul Holachacha Roshim. It depends how you were. B'shas he brought your korban roshim. That's from Yudishita. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Oymar Kol Holachacha Tziporim. It depends how he is. B'shas he brings us two birds. The Tziporim, that's brought way at the beginning. As soon as you become Torah first, you have to bring two birds, two chayis, tyros, that the Kohen was matari himself with it. And then for 7 days later, then he would take hek, and then he would bring the other three kabbonis. So Lezer also depends how he is. B'shas he brings these first two birds. If he's poor then, so it's kaveyi, his kabonis are an onis. If he's rich then, if his kaveyi, his kabonis are like an osher. So Manashach, if Shmuel goes according to Yehuda, it doesn't make sense. Because you tell him now, Shmuel said he already brought his korban oshem, and he was a rich then. So even though it becomes poor now, his chatas has to be a behemoth, not a knife. Elamai v'ikram shim, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the Yom Nehil, it's chatas kavo. The was telling how we use v'shas the chatas. So you want to tell me if so, according to Rabbi Shimon, afagad l'kori yoshim. According to Rabbi Shimon then Shmuel will not have to answer the case here that he already brought us korban yoshim. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, Nesi Yachar, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could bring a korban yoshim min asofik. The Shamin Lev Rav Shimon, we hear that Rav Shimon's words are, he holds the Yomar, Laisi Velisni. Rav Shimon holds a person could bring even a Korban Osher Min HaSofik. It's only a Korban Chattis, a behemoth that cannot be brought Min HaSofik. But a Korban Osher could be. The Tanya, we learn like this. Other Rav Shimon says, Lamochros, this type of a Mitzvah, maybe Ashomai Velugi Mai, let him bring this Korban Osher with a Lug. Here is the case, a person's a suffix whether he has Tumas Mitzvah or not. So his answer is, let him bring his korban with the Luk Shemin, or Ma'amidah B'Shanik, we take this Mitzvah and let him stand in the gate where the regular Mitzvah stands the Shanik, no? Or Ma'amidah, we'll make it tonight, B'Yer Mitzvah like this. In Mitzvah, if the person really had Tumas Mitzvah on him, so very good, how we are Shoma B'Lugi Moi, this korban Oshim is bringing right now is a korban Oshim for the Mitzvah. And the Luk Sherman is the Luk Sherman that a Mitzvah is supposed to bring. But V'im Lav, let's say this person never had Tumas Mitzvah on him, then the Tanai is Oshem Zeh Yishalm in the Dover. This Korban Oshem should be Yishalm in the Dover. Because the Zrika Saddam is the same type of Zrika, both by Korban Oshem and by Yishalm in the Dover. They're both Lamato and Shnayim Shem Arba. Now, the Yaisi Oshem, according to Rabbi Shimon, this Korban Oshem, when it's brought the Chumra both ways, the Teras Noshrim and the Teras Shlomim. And therefore, Isa Oshem is Toyin Shri.